can I join? And they wanted to change British Computer Association of the Visually Impaired. And I retired in April 93, and I went specially up to Glasgow to the meeting in the following May so that I could vote against the change.
I wouldn't have voted, because I'm not that bothered one way or the other.
I could see more when I was blind than I can now visually impaired.
No, I don't
know.
It's quite nice being a VIP.
Yeah, I like being a VIP. My cousin likes me being a VIP as well. Not with my horrible northern accent, I wouldn't.
Excuse me, what is a horrible northern accent? Where are you from?
Leeds.
Well, you're a southerner to me, dear. Nobody should ever be ashamed of their northern accent.
Well, how come you lost yours?
I did not lose it, it was removed. We hate that Scotch, Liverpool when I went there, and they removed it.
How did they remove it?
There were more of them than there were of me.
You didn't actually have any kind of speech lessons?
There's never going to be a day when I don't have speech lessons.
We had elocution.
It was just that everybody around me. I wasn't allowed to stop me T's and C's. You weren't allowed to do
if
that.
If you went to Liverpool, how come you didn't get a Liverpool accent?
I got a Liverpool accent, but thanks to R.A. Butler, I went to a grammar school, and Liverpool didn't have one there.
Right.
He let the lower orders into secondary education. And, and they said, blah, blah, blah. And I said,
careful.
My dad did that. Not your mum and your dad, your mummy and your daddy. And I said, yup, and I was there. But, you know, if you're with people all the time, you pick up the accent.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I came to live up here.
Yeah, and then
people said to me, "Oh, you are posh," and I said, "I am not posh."
Well, no one's got. I mean, obviously the accent changed, that people don't have kind of that Queen's English thing in it anymore.
Yeah, well, I
do
have
it. You do sort of have it,
but it wasn't a matter of choice.
But I mean, now it's odd that even the Queen's obviously relatives have got more kind of neutral.
Oh, it's so stupid. I mean,
she doesn't even speak her own language.
All social classes. Yeah. And now it's gentrifying again, and we're gradually.
Well, that's the whole of London.
Yeah.
Well, there was a play I heard about, but I didn't have a chance to hear it, called A Country That Was London.
Yeah.
And I'm a Londoner, and I enjoy being a Londoner, but I don't know how much longer. No, don't worry. I live in a road called Brook Green.
Oh,
so
right.
The district's
Green.
Also called Brook Green.
Careful, I'm going to come and stalk you.
Okay.
But if you want,
so come and put the kettle on.
You actually live in the road, not so you live on the green. Well, that's all right.
Yeah, I think
there's
so.
A park in
we'll
the
find out.
Of the road, and that is the green. And I'm waiting for the day when my rent goes past my pension, and I do live on the green.
it's a serious problem to be careful of.
Luckily, if I owned the house, I could sell it and go off and live in the Riviera.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine you in the Riviera.
Yeah.
There was something on Homes Under the Hammer on Friday. I think there was a home in Fulham that was, I think even in a basically pulled down wrecked state, they wanted 600 and odd K. And I think they were saying it would three bedroom would affect 1.3 million.
Yeah, but you see, the house I live in, it's got a semi basement, ground floor, first and second. And I live in the attic.
Oh,
and the year when I moved in, it was £25 a week, rent and rates. The rent is now about £110 a week. The rates are, I get 25% off.
Actually, still quite.
So very cheap.
Still very cheap. Are you sure that's
I'm social housing, you see, so
right,
I get 25%
so
off. But the day will come, and they do and this right to buy created a housing
bubble.
And everybody knows, except Cameron. I think he should change his name. If Scotland gets independence, I think he should call himself Carl.
Well, the only reason I would vote against, if I ever got the choice, the only reason I'd vote against Scottish independence is because it would mean that Cameron was forced on the rest of England.
Yeah,
on
the whole
forever.
England would be Tory.
Yeah.
I actually don't want Scotland to be independent. But I wanted to get enough to give the English a pain. They're my favourite foreigners, but it's going to be an attic in my family. Want me to visit in October, and I think my passport's running out.
Whereabouts do you have to go up in Scotland?
Near Glasgow.
Okay, that's a nice, easy journey.
it won't be except if they're independent. Even your passport might not be. I mean, I've been in England so long. I mean, I'm an immigrant, but I've been here since...
I imagine they do like they do. They do on the rest, like they do on the rest of Europe.
Have you been out of England?
No, and I've nobody who doesn't live in Scotland.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but
really?
And the thing is, I think most of us shouldn't. I don't think anybody like me should get a vote, because we're not going to go back there, are we?
Yeah.
I think somebody who's only been out for a few years should get a vote.
Yeah,
there was only the English in Scotland to have a vote. You see, I think, well, all these Arab people who live in Spain, and they're never going to come back.
Yeah,
and they're
not until
they used to get.
Might be like Ronnie Biggs, of course.
Oh, I don't know. I'd be quite glad for him to have a vote.
He's brown bread now.
Oh, he is, yes.
Did he think he died of cancer in the end, didn't he?
Oh, I'm ready. Sorry, I'm with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's having a nice chat.
I'm not in a hurry, so I'm not hurrying.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Going on the bus.
Louise, oh, so you're going the front way?
The wheels on.
Yes. And Louise
right.
And Graham, are you ready to
has
go up the back
gone?
Way?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I think Chrissy has gone.
Okay. I usually go
with
you.
Oh, sorry, Mary, that's probably our fault for
Mary,
chatting.
I'll see you on the 17th.
Right, got my stick, got my handbag, and got my jacket.
You got your jacket, you haven't?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Got everything.
So
I hold it now?
Louise? Yes,
yeah.
I've got.
If I take an out a right arm, Graham will follow me, and then the dog will follow.
And
right.
Vanessa.
You want to take
sorry.
Arm.
Vanessa, you can take my arm as well.
Okay.
And Graham's
going
to.
Yeah, grab a wing. Yeah, grab a wing.
Vanessa, are you okay following on, Vanessa?
Here comes.
Yeah, I'm following.
Oops, slowly, for Vanessa.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
This thing behind me won't go any faster either. Will you, Graham?
No.
Pardon?
Sorry.
You won't go fast?
No. Only when you're running.
No, I'm on. Yeah, but when I'm walking with you, we go slow.
No,
wait for the next one.
Yeah, I knew we'd have to wait anyway.
Laura
stop,
and Mary
stop.
Are just in the lift, so we'll wait for the next one.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. It's much appreciated.
Thank
you.
Glad you all came.
It's really good that we, you know.
Did you enjoy the exhibition?
Yeah, it's enjoyable. Really it's not. You know, I was saying to Graham, you can't come to an exhibition like this, you know,
without
you know, your help, without assistance,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You can't, yeah, I mean,
it's attached to her, isn't it?
There's
really?
Also, you know, you certainly go to plays or something, the audio description they do.
Yeah.
You get to look at the set.
Right.
Yeah, attached to us before.
Ah, that's
yeah.
Really good. So you have to book those?
Yeah, they're planned by Vocalizer, a charity.
Right.
So you know, you go and look at the set and the costumes sometimes, and the actors come and say hello. Some of the actors come and say hello. It's really good.
So this lift does, if you've experienced it before.
Yeah, we have.
Very slow. Very good, Gemma, hasn't she? Very
plastic. It's one of those chairs that fold up. You know, useful at the moment. People having friends round for football.
Yeah. Yeah. Very typical.
Yeah. Yeah. You get cheaper ones at B&Q.
Okay, the lift there?
Yeah.
In we go.
So it's going to be this and squeeze, so we're going to have to come right to the back.
In, come.
In we all go.
Lift, are we?
Yep,
yeah,
so
in you
come
go.
Forward. Brian and Vanessa, are you okay getting
yes.
In?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm a dog.
I'm in.
Good girl.
That's it, we're all in.
Dog.
Wait,
no, it's very slow, it just has on its own in a couple of days.
Yes, it's shutting now.
Yep.
The lift
it might move in a minute.
And if, oh, sorry. So Brian.
It won't move because you're in the way.
No, I thought I'd pressed it, but I don't think I'm. Yeah,
right.
I think it's going now.
Helps,
so when we get out, if Brian and Vanessa, if you go outside and wait, and then we'll.
We'll overtake
follow.
You.
Yes.
Good day.
Then we'll all.
And we're going back.
Latter to the fore
right left.
Yeah, fall out.
Right, left, or front.
We are
forward.
Going left
right,
and so. Down back through past the restaurant.
Right.
Down the corridor again into the front garden.
Shall we wait here?
Yes,
yeah,
so if you stand out and wait out there, and I will.
Watch in my belly.
Careful.
I am
in
careful.
You go just a
little
further forward so you can get past.
Now we'll overtake.
Yep, so we're going to.
Form a train.
All right.
Follow.
That's it, so we just slow down.
Come
on, Vanessa
yes,
is behind
yes.
Brian.
Does anybody want an arm?
We're all fine.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.